huge metal teeth bite into the second story of the house on North 26th Street. Moments later, support beams crack and the walls fold. Finally, the roof collapses. Perhaps that's an apt metaphor for the effects of the recent economic downturn. The recession caused the roof to fall in on many homeowners. Hundreds, unable to make monthly payments, abandoned their homes.
In many of our neighborhoods, once those buildings no longer have a person in them, that seems to be a green light to open the door to criminal activity.
Art Dahlberg is commissioner of Milwaukee's Department of Neighborhood Services. It hustles to use secure properties, board up the windows, and lock the doors as soon as they're vacant. But other visitors often arrive first. Dahlberg says it's amazing how quickly empty houses attract scrappers, slang for renegade recyclers who illegally rip out anything of value.
What they do is they come on in, they're looking for all copper, all of the electrical out of the building. The water may still be on as they're cutting plumbing on out, so we create a pool of water into the basement that fills the house with humidity that causes all the plaster to start dropping, causes all the floors to buckle. And then when you look at how much it costs to repair that property, it's not an economically viable alternative.
Dahlberg says ruined houses victimize the neighborhood. In addition to hurting property values, they often attract criminal activities, drug dealing, and arson, spreading fear among those living nearby. From his front porch on North 30th Street, Raymond Moody saw people strip a pair of vacant houses. Afterwards, he says people took up residence in them despite their decrepit condition.
There, unfortunately, some homeless people that was, squatting. They were just looking for, shelter. They didn't really care for if they didn't have any, utilities or, no working water or, things like that. It's sad. You pray for yourself, but you also, you pray for others,
He says he was also frightened.
You don't know what might happen, fire or something, and then that will put my property in immediate danger.
Moody says he lobbied for 3 years, and finally the city had the resources to clear the lots. Now he hopes they attract new housing. In the meantime, Moody has posted a sign in his yard identifying himself as Block Captain. He reaches out to neighbors to try to strengthen their street.
We put it here to serve a purpose. What is your purpose? My heart, I pray that I know what mine is. It's to serve society, make the world a better place.
That kind of community activism is not always visible. In his recent State of the City address, Mayor Tom Barrett said the foreclosure crisis has hit three areas particularly hard: the Washington Park, Amani, and Metcalf Park neighborhoods, and affected everyone living there.
These neighborhoods are just 2% of the city's land area. But in 2012, 13% of the city's violent crime and 8% of all crime were committed in these three neighborhoods.
The city recently received a pair of federal grants to pay for increased policing and code enforcement in those areas. Still, Milwaukee needs $7.5 million to remove their boarded-up properties. Jennifer Gonda directs intergovernmental relations for the city. Today, she and other local officials will detail the scope of the problem for the legislature's Joint Finance Committee.
When we start to give them the numbers that we have 8,000 vacant or foreclosed homes right now in the city, that's really a very high impact number. The bottom line for us is this takes resources. It's an issue that the city did not bring upon itself, and it's very difficult in times of levy limits and declining shared revenues for us to come up with the dollars to pay for it.
The city will request $750,000 state dollars over the next 3 years to remove 150 severely blighted properties in the hardest hit neighborhoods. Gonda predicts their crime rates will then fall, proving the state investment was wise. While the state considers Milwaukee's request, Art Dahlberg of the Department of Neighborhood Services says it will continue working to intervene at earlier stages.
Last year, we did 50,000 inspections of vacant or foreclosed property. We are constantly dealing with the lending institutions, the investors that are holding the property. It's a wide mix. We don't want to be talking about just neighborhood after neighborhood being clear cut.
If the city can secure abandoned properties so they remain livable, they won't be added to the list of hundreds awaiting demolition and destabilizing neighborhoods. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.